Canadian visitors only account for about 5% of tourist traffic in Vermont. But up in the Northeast Kingdom, a region that's especially reliant on the tourism economy, travelers from Quebec and other provinces can make up one-third of overall spending on restaurants, lodging, and other hospitality businesses. That's made the Canadian boycott on American travel a serious economic issue in northern Vermont. And Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld joins us now to talk about the effect that it's having on local businesses. Hey there, Pete.
Hi, Mitch.
So, Pete, President Trump's challenge to Canada's sovereignty, most notably by saying that he wants it to become America's 51st state, has not gone over well in Canada. That could be an understatement. What kind of effect, though, is that rhetoric having on the kingdom so far this summer?
It's been pretty dramatic, Mitch. Rick Ufford Chase is the mayor of Newport, which is about 2 miles away from Canada. Ufford Chase is also the executive director of a nonprofit that's dedicated to the revitalization of downtown Newport. So he has eyes on the city. And he says he is really troubled by what he's seen during this summer tourism season.
My basic observation is that this is as bad as we feared it would be. I suspect that our numbers on Main Street are down by roughly 35 or 40% because so much of our summer business has come in the past from our Canadian colleagues.
So that's an anecdotal assessment, Mitch, but the numbers back it up. According to data that's been compiled by the state of Vermont, the amount of money charged to Canadian credit cards in Vermont through July of 2025 is down by 44% compared to last year. And in the month of June, there were 36% fewer passenger vehicles crossing into Vermont from Canada than there were during that same time period last year.
Well, Pete, what does that mean for local businesses that really rely on revenue from Canadian tourists?
It's been a rough summer for a lot of businesses. We've reported previously on the headwinds that bigger companies like Jay Peak are contending with, but this is hitting some small businesses just as hard. Parker Pie is a 32-employee pizza restaurant in Glover, seen revenues drop by 20% compared to last year. And the owner tells me she thinks that's almost entirely due to Canadians boycotting the U.S. I've talked to people that rent out Airbnbs who say that for the first time ever, they don't have any bookings for weekends in August or September, or even for foliage season, which is just unheard of in the kingdom. The president of the Barton Area Chamber of Commerce says the deterioration of the manufacturing and agriculture sectors have made tourism a life force for the local economy. And not just for conventional hospitality businesses, but for plumbers, landscapers, contractors who get a ton of business from the rental market. The kingdom, it's a sturdy and resilient place for sure, but this drop in Canadian traffic is upsetting the balance of a very delicate economic ecosystem.
Okay, so this is obviously a serious issue for a region of Vermont that's already dealing with some tough economic challenges, Pete. What is the state of Vermont doing to address it, if anything?
Commissioner of Tourism Heather Pelham told me there aren't any business relief programs for businesses that are contending with economic losses due to this drop in tourism. The state is working with an outside advertising firm on a marketing campaign. They're focus testing different messaging strategies for the various demographic profiles in Quebec especially. And later this month, the Department of Tourism will launch some targeted digital media campaigns. Heather Pelham says they've taken their time with this effort because they want to craft as effective a campaign as they possibly can.
Because as much as we would love to be able to affect visitation this summer, fall, we're really focused on our long-term brand reputation and affinity with our Canadian neighbors.
So as you can hear there, Mitch, not a lot of optimism that Vermont can stem the tide in the short term. There's a sense among everyone I talk to that it's going to take some time to mend the wounds that led to this situation. And tourism-reliant businesses, which include everything from the restaurants that serve food, the landscapers mowing lawns, are just going to try to hold on until things get better.
That's Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld, and you can read his full dispatch from the kingdom at vermontpublic.org. Pete, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.